This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
JP Morgan Chase reports billions in profits. Stocks are riding high. What about the rest of us?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to The Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. This morning, JP Morgan Chase became the latest U.S. corporation to announce better-than-expected quarterly profits. What, if anything, does that mean for you and me? Consider that while you're hearing about Wall Street. J.P. Morgan Chase stock is up about 0.5% after the bank said profits swelled to around $4.5 billion. Across the board, stocks are up around 0.6%. The Dow Industrials are 67 points higher at 11,087. Let's say good morning to our Wednesday economist, Richard DeKayser of Woodley Park Research, joining us live from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So one reason stocks are up is that corporations are making money. But another is the Federal Reserve says it's looking at a crummy economy that it's ready to help. So, Richard, where do these two worlds come together?
Well, you know, first of all, it's important to recognize that stocks, or I should say rather corporate earnings, are a leading indicator. They tend to do better before the rest of the economy, and they tend to deteriorate before the rest of the economy. So seeing earnings improve is encouraging, and it's a necessary condition for the expansion to remain on track and improve. But it's not sufficient. Companies have been stashing a lot of these profits aside. They've been holding record levels of cash. What we really want to see is that translated into investment and hiring. And that has still not happened in a very big way.
Yeah, so now bringing these worlds together, I mentioned the Federal Reserve's outlook. But that statement from the Fed about how it's ready to print money again, that is from a meeting back in September. Do the latest happy corporate earnings reports change the Fed's calculation?
I don't think so. And the reason I say that is, as I mentioned previously, rising profits are a necessary precondition for a sustained expansion, but it's not sufficient. We need to see these funds put to use. That has not been compellingly evident. And just to get a quarter of better earnings or even strong earnings from a couple of important companies isn't sufficient. They need to see those broader measures of economic improvement, more hiring in particular, and that's not at this point surely in hand.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks for laying this out for us, Richard DeKayser, Woodley Park Research. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Today, the EPA is expected to increase the amount of ethanol allowed in gasoline. Some groups oppose that move, including some environmentalists, as reporter Janet Babin tells us.
The EPA is expected to increase the amount of ethanol allowed in fuel from 10% to 15%. Oil refiners say that could harm catalytic converters, and environmentalists worry the jump could push farmers to plant more corn and destroy wildlife habitat in the process. Analysts, though, say the 5% jump won't make much difference. Kevin Books, managing director of research at Clearview Energy Partners, he says the EPA's decision is political, designed to help at-risk Democrats in the House who happen to hail from the top 10 ethanol-producing states.
In an election in the midterms when you're fighting for every seat, this is a people pleaser in places where red state Democrats are in trouble.
Book does not expect supplies to jump to comply with any announced increase in the amount of ethanol allowed in gasoline. The EPA today is also expected to announce more uniform labeling laws so consumers know when they're buying gasoline containing ethanol. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
If you pay your bills on time, you are to be congratulated, but you may also be charged an extra fee. It's time for Los Angeles Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Please explain.
It's called pay to pay. It's
pay
remarkable.
Pay to pay.
The notion that you're being charged a fee to give them money is simply astounding. Let's look at some examples of this. Let's say you're running a little late with your mortgage payment or whatever. If you are to go to Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and you want to use their automated phone system, no human beings within sight, $15.
And this is not a late fee. This is just a charge for using their automated system.
Just a charge to pay your bill,
yeah,
using automation. And when you talk to consumer advocates about what is the real cost of an automated transaction, a few cents, if that.
Yeah, isn't that the point? Part of the point of automation?
To save money, mm-hmm. Exactly. And yet these guys are charging $15. I asked Chase, how can you charge that much for an automated transaction? They said, well, that's how much we charge. And you look at some of the other charges out there. For instance, this week, Verizon Communications is introducing a new $3.50 charge if you pay your bill online, automated phone system, or to a service rep without using their recurring automatic bill paying system.
So that's unless you have it taken straight from your bank account?
Exactly.
Which some people don't like to do. I mean, it feels a little insecure, right?
Some people want to be in the driver's seat. It's that simple. And it's your money. You should be able to make that choice. Moreover, let's remember, you're giving money to a company. That's what you're doing. They're in the business of receiving your money for a service provided. So the notion that a Verizon, for example, will tack another $3.50 just because you're not paying them in the manner they would like to be paid, it's extraordinary.
So the only conclusion is pay attention and shop for that.
Pay attention, be sharp, and also complain, because pay to pay is just ridiculous.
We need more complaining, says Los Angeles Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Thanks.
Thanks, and pay up.
And finally, those Chilean miners being rescued now after 10 weeks trapped underground will have a lot to deal with, including lucrative and competing offers for interviews and book and movie deals. Now, there are reports the miners have agreed to stick together and sell their story collectively. Except the media have already settled on their favorite characters. They really want to interview the underground doctor, the pastor, and the poet. There's even said to be competition to be the last man pulled from the mine. That story alone could be worth a few million pesos. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Walmart is the big box store that everybody loves to hate. Except, of course, if they're looking to rent your vacant storefront from you.
Listen, if they ring the phone and they say, "Hi, I'm Walmart, I want to look at your site," you don't walk to meet them, you run to meet them.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Smaller Walmart's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Also, coming next time to Marketplace, it's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.